All right, we're here today with Nick Taylor. We're at TaylorMade Canada for a little event here at RBC Canadian Open Week. Nick, obviously this year has been kind of an up and down year, let's say. You had a really good fall, playing well that way. Had a little bit of a rough patch, but of late things have turned around a little bit. How are you feeling about your game heading into the RBC Canadian Open?
Yeah, my game feels really good. It's every part of my game I've been working on, it's getting better. The scoring aspect, I feel, has been coming around the last few weeks. I've had some really good low rounds. It hasn't been a whole tournament, but it's been close. And making cuts, playing on the weekends, and having some good rounds. So it's definitely going the right direction. I feel good about it, and I feel like I'm getting better every week. So that's a huge step. And you know, earlier in the year, it wasn't like I was playing really bad, but I just really wasn't scoring well. So you know, you get in a role where you miss a few cuts by one or two, and it's just tough to kind of get some mojo, and so it's definitely nice to be over that hump.
Is there an aspect of your game that you're working on more than others as far as to get over that hump, I guess?
A lot of it's been the scoring aspect. You know, it's middle of season. I'm not going to do a lot with my swing. I really didn't think there was much to do with it. I've been hitting it well the last probably two months. But the scoring aspect, you know, turning rounds that are 71, 72 into 68, and then vice versa, you know, when you have a good round and you shoot 68, where it could have been 64, where, you know, the last 2 or 3 weeks I've had rounds, I was able to shoot six, seven under, but there were still rounds, you know, last week especially, and even John Deere, the second round where I shot, I think 71 both rounds, where they could have been 3 or 4 under. So it's there, it just needs to kind of put it all together.
For you, I mean, obviously you're a little bit more of a veteran now, believe it or not. How do you look back as far as being around and playing the tour and maybe how that's different? I mean, is it different, the fact that, you know, you're talking about needing those low rounds on the, you know, almost every day now? I mean, do you feel that way, or is it still really the same feeling?
Yeah,
that it
seems like it. It seems like there's small patches of the year where there's tough golf courses, and it doesn't really matter, conditions are going to be tough. And that's usually, you know, probably the March, April time of the year. And unfortunately, those are tournaments where I love to play. I'd prefer the tougher tracks, you know, where 69 is a great round, 68. And, you know, vice versa, the last couple of weeks, you know, I shoot 69 on Sunday and I got laughed. So yeah. That was kind of when I was going through a rough patch. It was unfortunate that I wasn't playing well over courses that I really enjoy to play. So it does seem like a lot of weeks now where 18 and under is probably going to win, at least. So that's a bit of the technology, I think, getting further. But again, if it's all about putting it, at that point where you're usually, if you hit it the best, you're gonna have the most chances, and you still have to capitalize on those chances. If you're not gonna, you're not gonna hit it poorly and win a golf tournament by any means, but you need to putt well if you're gonna win.
That said, I mean, obviously we had some rain today. I think the Abbey's probably a little softer than maybe it's been for a little while. A little bit disappointing that way. You may be hoping maybe it firms up a little bit.
Yeah, I'd hope it firms up a little bit, but I played the Abbey when it's been soft and firm. I think last week, coming in with the mentality of you having to make a bunch of birdies, if that's what it ends up being this week, then that's a benefit from playing that last week. So even John Deere was the same thing. If you don't shoot 3 or 4 under, you're gonna lose spots. So it's a different mentality, but again, if you got to score well, and that's fine, because I've been doing that for the last few weeks.
I mean, what's your general take on Glen Abbey for you? I mean, as far as a fit over the years, I mean, is it a course that fits your eye?
Yeah, I have never really played well here. I don't know if that's the golf course or I haven't been playing well coming in. I like it. I think my best finish, honestly, is 50-something, maybe. I think I did that my first year when I was an amateur. I like the golf course. I think it some holes definitely prefer the longer hitter, and I'm kind of right in the middle of the road. So, I don't think it really suits one player. If it's soft, I think it'll be maybe more to my advantage, because you can go at every pin, and it doesn't matter if you have a wedge or a 7-iron. So we'll see what happens. Again, if you're playing well, I don't think many golf courses are suit many players. If you're playing well, you're playing well.
For sure. Now, you're known as a player who is not a big tinker as far as equipment. You might be the longest reigning guy with a jet speed club in your bag. But, you know, obviously we're here at TaylorMade talking about some of the new Gapper products. You had a quick opportunity to try them out. Kind of what was your impressions of how they may fit for you?
Yeah, I like them. I used a hybrid for many years. You know, it was a couple of years ago in the fall. I wasn't hitting it great. I wanted to hit a little higher, and I put a 5-wood in the bag, and I've loved it. And it's interesting when Tomo was talking, because I've realized you don't really see that many hybrids anymore. I didn't really realize it as a trend, but it's now the bigger irons hitting off a tee or people going to the woods because the woods have been so good. So it's something where the three iron, you know, I hit enough. And I've never had someone have four wedges in my bag, but I love the three iron. So if I put something in there that might go a little further off the tee, a little higher coming to the greens, it could be a great club for me. So I'm looking forward to hitting it more. And with the shafts, you can change those and have different lofts and stuff. It's a great new club.
So we might see the 5-wood go out of your bag at some point?
I don't think that's going to go out. I'm going to take the 3-iron out.
Yeah, for sure.
For the gap rim.
Perfect. Okay, well, have a great week. Have a great RBC Canadian Open. And hopefully you can get that high finish that maybe you've been seeking since you're an amateur.
Looking forward to it. Thanks.